doing something else for meal preparation. It's not that you're sitting there enjoying that extra time that you have because it's cooking faster.
All right, that brings up another aspect then that has to do with this technological issue, I think, and that is the Bible says, be still and know that I am God.
Absolutely.
Now, if we're still and know that he is God, we're not busy, we're not stressing out, but we don't have time to be still anymore. We got something in our ears, we're listening to something all the time. Something's not right with this, and there's no peace in the soul.
That's right. I actually was thinking of that scripture earlier. We were talking about situations that either come up and we worry about them, or we create them and we worry about them. That be still and know that I'm God. You're right. In the midst of all the things that we face on a technological basis, we're inundated, and we have to take time and be quiet.
Well, I sure thank you for joining us. We all thank you for joining us here on the program today, Doctor. And I trust your book is going to be an encouragement or a blessing. Here it is, my friends. Say goodbye to stress. Will you? Your gift of $10 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and, again, become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Be still, my soul. Say goodbye to stress.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
That illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And why we'd hope this coming hour would have Paul Williams with us, but we're just getting an answering machine. I hope our producer is going to try a few more times, but it's conceivable Paul forgot about the program. Those things do happen from time to time. Let me just briefly tell you a little bit about Paul Williams, because he's actually a man who worked with the intelligence agencies of our country on a number of different issues and dealing with drugs and dealing with terrorism. But more recently, of course, he has been... found out that actually much of the world terrorist movement, especially the Islamic terrorist movement here in the United States, was actually being funded by our own government. And if you haven't heard my interviews with Paul Williams, you really need to. He points out that in the federal prison system, a large number of blacks actually join the Muslim faith. That whether they really believe in it or not initially isn't important. But you are a black man, you go into prison. While you may very well be subject to attacks from white groups or Hispanic groups, but if you are a member of the Muslim group, they look after you. They look after one another. And not only that, but of course you get special food. You get special time for prayer. You get the chance to pray five different times a day. And there's an entirely different attitude in prison towards the Muslims than there is towards Christians or others. And usually after the people have been affiliated with the Muslim faith for a time in prayer and attending studies of the Quran, many of the blacks actually do convert to the Muslim faith. And then, of course, when they are released from prison, they're given a new suit, $10, and a bus ticket with one-way fare to one of the Muslim training jihadist terrorist training camps located right here in the United States. Well, fortunately, we have Paul with us right now, and he can tell you a lot more about the Islamic terrorist training camps here in the United States than anybody else can. He's visited many of them. He's studied them for a long period of time. And the fact that you have never heard about this before, that there are actually Islamic radical training camps here where they train with automatic weapons with the full support and knowledge of our own intelligence agencies. The fact that this is going on today and it is never mentioned by the major media simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over the media and over what the American people think. Paul Williams, thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you sort of pick up this story? Because you know the story far better than I, why many blacks in prison are attracted to the Muslim faith, and then, of course, what they're doing in these Islamic training camps here all across the eastern part of the United States, where they're actually indoctrinated in this hatred of the whites and trained with military weapons.
It's a very interesting development. What has happened since 1965? In 1965, when Malcolm X was assassinated, there was one mosque. Now, your listeners are going to be stupefied by this. There wasn't one mosque on the eastern coast from which he could be buried. There wasn't one imam in the United States who could perform the burial service. So Malcolm X, when he was buried in his ceremony, his funeral ceremony, was conducted from a Christian church, despite the fact that he was a convert to Orthodox Islam. Now, that same year, we passed the Hart-Celler Bill.
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Be right back, and Chris, basically, certainly our guest Paul Williams was saying that the idea that some people are pushing that America is not really a nation, it's an idea, and it should be multicultural, multilingual. What we need to do is bring everybody from everywhere here, and so America will reflect what the world will one day be, and that, of course, all races, all colors, all societies
right.
blended together into this one world order. Well, America was to be the first place this was to be tried out, and they did this, of course, very intentionally and purposely. Nobody's ever told the American people why the makeup of our society is changing so rapidly, why in many of our large cities whites are in a minority, and people say, well, that sounds like a racist statement. Well, basically, of course, nations exist because they have a common heritage. And a black person or a Spanish person can be just as good an American as I can be. But there are people who want to destroy America. And rather than actually share our culture and our ideas with other nations, they want to bring people from all over the world into the United States and destroy the very core of our nation, because you take people with an entirely different culture and no idea what our Constitution's about, no idea certainly about the ideas of America, where you could have a free society with limited government. And people from all over the world who've lived in societies where freedom is not something you were inherently born with. It's something you're granted by government, and you want to work within the democracy and to get whatever you can for your group. That's exactly the opposite of America. America was to be a system where the power of the government was to be limited. Our rights came from God, and we brought in people who don't even understand America or our heritage. And certainly,
right.
unfortunately, they're in the process of intentionally and purposely destroying that heritage. And you go right ahead, Paul.
It is such a dangerous development. Every time that you hear that, George W. Bush, when he in his inaugural address, said the same thing, that America is an idea that we could plant in other countries. It's not a nation. And once again, Paul Ryan said that, and your listeners should look that up. He said, America is an idea. And when I heard that, I realized, oh, that's where it all goes back to the Hart-Sauer legislation, that we have to become a diversified country. America, as you know, Dr. Stan, we were bonded together by a common heritage, by a common religion, by a common history. I mean, we were a nation that was defined by borders. We were a nation that's an actual place. And this new idea that goes back to the Hart-Sauer bill, has completely destroyed the country and has placed us in a situation right now from which there is, I believe, no escape. Once again, we're talking about Islam in the United States. And so many Muslims are coming into this country. Now, there are many wonderful Muslims. I've met many of them are close friends of mine, but a lot of the ones who are coming in they believe that America should be controlled by Sharia law. They are people who believe that our system of government should be overthrown. They are people who believe that Christians and Jews should be treated as dhimmis, and that the people who are not like Hindus are only one-tenth of a human being. That's Islamic law. But we're taking these people, I mean, they're coming in droves. And you were speaking about the paramilitary camps that I've visited throughout the country. But that pales in comparison with the fact that some of our major cities, like Brooklyn right now, is Islamic. Patterson, New Jersey right now, as I'm speaking, is Islamic. Lodi, California, is Islamic. I mean, we're seeing this takeover, but Dearborn, of course, is Islamic. Michigan. We're seeing this on a scale that it's unprecedented. The building of mosques and Islamic centers throughout the country and the Islamic transformation of the United States. But once again, it all dates back to this idea that we have to become a multicultural country, that we have to become one world. And I hope your listeners realize that at this election, they have no alternative except to vote for a globalist one way or the other. And
what you're saying, of course, is that both Barack Obama and, of course, Mitt Romney are both globalists. They're both going along with the same agenda. And that is, of course, they both, of course, want ever more government control over our lives. They may say they don't want that, but that's what they're about. They're about certainly creating a one-world government with a one-world religion. And, of course, certainly with equality throughout the world, building up the economy in China, building up the economy
right.
in India, and lowering the economy in the United States. Most people don't understand the net value of the average American home has fallen, or average American family has fallen from about $144,000 in value. That was what they were worth as a family, down to about $77,000 over the last 4 years. They've decreased the holdings, the wealth of the average American family by 40%. And the average individual right. doesn't understand this didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. Go ahead.
And like you're saying, that divide, and this is, I'm going off target here. But you see where I live, Dr. Stan, you live in heaven. And I live in the northeast section of the United States. I live in the Pocono Mountains, and I'm in New York all the time. And if you're in New York, you really see what you're just that divide that you're speaking of. Hotels in downtown Manhattan. I was looking at trying to get a hotel room because I'm speaking there on October the 6th. And the hotels, like the Hilton hotels, and where I usually stay, are ranging about $1,000 a night. Going to a Broadway show now is $150-$175 a ticket. You're going to a restaurant, you know, you can't. Our wealth, I'm a middle class citizen, and I can no longer afford to, and the people who can afford it are of course the people who are coming in from the East and of course from Arabic countries. They can go to the restaurants, they can go to the hotels, but we can't. But getting back to our subject at hand, what our government is engaged in doing, and we spoke about this before, is supporting the creation of a new Islamic world order through many of the former countries that were united with the USSR. I'm talking about all the state countries, Turkestan, Kurdistan, Turkmenistan, all these countries throughout Central Asia are uniting under Turkey to create a new Islamic world order. And the guy who's engineering all this is a guy by the name of Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States. As a matter of fact, he lives within 45 minutes of my house. I've been on this compound numerous times, and I've been saying this until I scream. At his compound, just like the compounds of Jamaat al-Fukra, there are firing ranges where his Turkish troops are being trained. There are surveillance helicopters circling his mountain fortress 24 hours a day. This guy has established well over 175 charter schools throughout the country where kids, young children, elementary kids, high school kids are indoctrinated in Turkish culture and Turkish religion to take part in the creation of this new Islamic world order. This sounds almost crazy, but Gulen, when he applied for citizenship, some people in the FBI objected. they said, this guy is a dangerous Islamist. And during his court hearing, it was discovered that he has over $35 billion in assets.
That's $35
billion. Billion dollars,
right. He's one of the most wealthy people in the entire world. He actually came from Turkey. He was thrown out of the country because of his subversive activities. But, of course, he's managed to engineer the overthrow of the existing Turkish government and replace it with a pro-Islamic government, as he's doing all over the world, and as he's actually doing here in the United States. He has groups certainly approaching our schools, approaching our students. Here's a man most people have never heard of, who,
yes,
fabulously wealthy. His whole goal is to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation and replace America, certainly, with people dedicated to the Islamic or Muslim religion. Go right ahead.
And his schools, like they're called like the Harmony Schools, the Blue Bonnet Schools. They're all the Daisy. Yeah, they're all innocuous sounding charter schools. They're all funded entirely by the U.S. taxpayer, and the creme de la creme of all these charter schools, the students, every year go to Turkey, and they're indoctrinated in Turkey in Islamic culture, and so that they can take part in the creation of this new Islamic world order. Now, where did Gulen get the $35 billion? That question was answered in court as well. And the drugs that are flowing from the Afghan route into Bulgaria are controlled by the Turks, who divide their proceeds with the Sicilian Mafia. And that money that's received by the Turks goes on to Gulen, with our blessing, because we're taking place in the black ops operation to preserve the poppy fields over there. And all that funding that we're condoning is being used to unite all these countries.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making...
Motorola cable box that we picked up from Charter the other day with HD. And then we bought a Sony Blu-ray, so we've got, even though we've got extra cords, I was trying different HDMI cables. We've got two HDMI cables coming from our equipment to the back of the TV. So trying to just video that we have, where are we? We have the Blu-ray plugged into a remote that was causing me grief, but then I figured out the TV was acting strange. So this is the Vizio remote that came with the TV. I'm going to press the input key, and we can see right now the TV thinks it's on HDMI 3, but there's nothing plugged into HDMI 3. We're going to change it to HDMI 2, and it's playing the cable still. I'm going to change it to HDMI 1. It's still the TV show from the cable. And then I'm going to go to HDMI 4. Again, it's the cable TV show is playing, which is, you know, the cable is physically connected to HDMI 1, but regardless of what HDMI input I set it to, 1 or 2... or 3 or 4, and there's nothing plugged into 3 or 4, it's playing the cable. Very interesting. And just one other quick test before I wrap. Okay. So it seems to be in real time, the very, very strange problem we're having with the E4, the Motorola cable box that we picked up from Charter the other day with HD. And then we bought a Sony Blu-ray. So we've got, even though we've got extra cords, I was trying different HDMI cables. We've got two HDMI cables coming from our equipment to the back of the TV. So trying to just video that we have. Where are we? Well, we have the cable plugged into HDMI. Mm-hmm. One, we have the Blu-ray plugged into HDMI 2. And I'm using, at first I thought it was the Logitech Universal Remote that was causing me grief, but then I figured out the TV was acting strange. So this is the Vizio remote that came with the TV. I'm going to press the input key, and we can see...
We'll make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Gentlemen, our guest this evening is Paul Williams, certainly one of the best informed people on what's going on. And, of course, the message he has is different than you're going to hear. You can actually get his material from several places. We'll let you know about that later. But basically, Mr. Cerny Gulen, with unlimited funds, he has $35 billion, probably much, much more than that. He was brought to America. Over the objection of people in the FBI and the State Department, he was brought here under the auspices of the CIA. Why? Because, of course, Gulen is working with the CIA throughout the world, pushing this radical form of Islamic belief. And, of course, they're right here in the United States. They've taken over a number of our communities. In many of those communities, it isn't even safe for a police officer or for a Christian to go into those communities. These are radical Islamic communities that are run under their own law. Now, why is this happening? Well, basically because there are forces in America here who want, of course, racial conflict, who really want to play one group against the other. And they're bringing a lot of these people in illegally. They come in illegally for a short stay, and they just stay on, and nothing's ever done about it. Nothing's ever done to try to expel them. And, of course, these come here, they have large families. And now those families born here become, even though they were born to parents who are here illegally, why the children are now American citizens. And the number of radical Islamics here in the United States is growing all the time. Do we have any idea? We know certainly the Dearborn, Michigan, certain areas here in California, and a number of cities throughout the country are predominantly these radical Muslims. But we never hear about this, Paul. The average individual has never heard any of these things.
No, it's the average, when you, especially when you talk about a country like Turkey, because, you know, Turkey is on the periphery of, you know, is it really part of Europe? Is it really, you know, is it really a Western country? You know, it's right there on that divide. So most people know very little about what's taking place in Turkey. But unfortunately, most people should realize that the Turks represented throughout much of our history the greatest threat to Western civilization, the Ottoman Empire. And this guy is intent on, Gulen is intent upon the restoration of that empire. And he controls the Justice and Development Program, Justice and Development Party in Turkey, which is now the ruling party. And since the Justice and Development Party came to power under Erdogan and Abdul Gül, who's the president of Turkey right now, Turkey has undergone an amazing transformation from a secular nation into a radical Islamic country. Right now in Turkey, and this has just happened in the last 5 years, there are more mosques for citizens in Turkey than anywhere else in the world. There's one mosque in Turkey for every 300 citizens.
And I think it's so vitally important for people to understand that, you know, 5-8 years ago, why, of course, Turkey was a secular nation. The military kept it secular. And, of course, the government there was not pushing this radical Islamic agenda. But, of course, Mr. Gulen was able to, using the vast sums of money he got from our own CIA and intelligence agencies, was able to simply remove the existing military government and replace it with a radical Islamic movement. Why would we possibly want to do that? Why would we want to create the best enemy that money could buy? And that's exactly what we're doing. And of course, now they're uniting all of the Muslim countries. They've overthrown the existence within the last couple of years. The government of Tunisia, the government of Egypt, the government of Libya, they're in the process of overthrowing the government of Syria at the present time. That's what it's really all about. And that's why we're backing the radical Islamists. And then, of course, we've already overthrown the government of Lebanon. And of course, the same thing is true of Turkey. And you say, why would anybody want to do that? We are creating the best enemy money could buy. If you don't right. have an enemy, how can you have a battle between Christendom and between the Islamic faith? And I personally believe that's exactly what they're planning. And just as we financed the Nazi movement, not only before, during the war, just as we financed communism from its inception in 1917 and 1918 in Russia, so now we're funding this radical Islamic movement. What are your thoughts on that?
There's no, well, you know, there is a rationale of sorts that we want to obtain control of the vast oil and natural gas resources within Central Asia, and we don't want, you know, China or anyone else to get a hold of these resources, so therefore we have a vital interest in these countries. Of course, that's all ridiculous.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Paul Williams. And so you go up on the internet and get a lot of Paul's books. He's written a lot of books through the years and has fascinating information. But he's just simply talking about how Mr. Gulen brought into the United States and set up under the auspices of the CIA has actually toppled the government of Turkey and taken it from being one suddenly that was a secular government into a radical Islamic movement. He's doing the same thing with countries all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. He's doing the same thing here in the United States, where they're setting up Islamic schools. Of course, our students are being indoctrinated in these ideas all across America. It's done very subtly, but they know exactly what they're doing. And this is all being done indirectly under the auspices of the CIA. Why would they do that? Well, if you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy. And they want the best enemy money could buy. American money is being used to funnel into this. Of course, a lot of it's drug money. And that drug money is being raised with the full knowledge and support of our own Central Intelligence Agency. After all, if they don't have money, how can they mobilize and put together all of the Islamic countries in preparation for the coming war between the West and the East, between the Christian nations and the Islamic nations? And people say, well, that's crazy. I mean, who in their right mind would do anything like that? And I would say nobody in their right mind. But you go back into where did the money come for the Nazis and for Adolf Hitler? It came from American banks and American corporations. And suddenly, where did the money come from? Communism. Communism doesn't work. Well, it was funded from its very inception by American corporations and by American industries and American industrialists like Henry Ford. Henry Ford financed Russia, because he also financed the Nazis. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult, and you go to his home there in Dearborn, you'll find all these books on the occult, and unless you understand that aspect of it, none of this makes any sense. Or the fact that you've never heard any of this. This is the reason you never heard of it, is because these people have such a stranglehold on the media here in America. But you go right ahead, Paul.
You know, what's really alarming is even going through the convention and looking at the news every night, most people are really unaware of the transformation that's so rapidly occurring throughout the country. Let me go back for 1 second, if I could, to Patterson, where I just spent a considerable amount of time. Patterson, New Jersey, of course, was, an all-American city. William Carlos Williams, wrote one of our great American poems about Patterson and how it was home to so much of Americana. Well, in the heart of Patterson right now is an area called Little Istanbul. And if you go downtown Patterson right now, you don't see American flags, you see Turkish flags in front of all the barbershops, bakeries, the restaurants, the cafes. If you try to go to a grocery store downtown, and this used to be the Silk City of the United States, you won't find an American grocery store. You only find halal grocery stores. There was a beautiful movie theater right downtown. It was one of the most gorgeous theaters in the country, called the Orpheum Theater. And I went there about 2 weeks ago, and I found that beautiful theater, gorgeous theater, has now been transformed into a mosque that houses 2,000 worshipers, and it was packed, jammed. And within 8 blocks of that Orpheum Theater that's now a mosque, there are 9 other mosques. I was talking to the city people right there. There's about 150,000 residents of Patterson right now, and pretty close to half of them are Muslim. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen things pop up like the Business Improvement and Development Center in New Jersey, which is headquartered at Patterson, the Turkish Cultural Center, the Council of Turkish American Associations, the Amnesty Schools, all these organizations, all these societies are all linked to Gulen. He controls them all. Some of these groups are the most powerful lobbying groups in Washington. He controls. And, like I said, you know, the country is going, our country is no longer the country, Dr. Stan, that you and I knew, not by a long shot. And every day more and more of it is slipping away. And it's slipping away because, going back to this idea of diversity, this idea that we have to change, that America, as Paul Ryan said, is an idea. That it's not a country. It's not a nation. We don't have a common heritage or a common religion or a common anything. We should embrace diversity. We should embrace the Islamic transformation of our cities and our schools. By the way, in the Islamic, even when the Muslims go to public schools, guess what? They have prayer time. They're all for prayer.
You're talking about a Muslim student in an American school.
In an American public school.
Right.
Oh,
they're allowed to pray. Of course, Christian church. But Christian students are not allowed to pray. But basically, people don't understand. This is happening all across America, and the fact you're not hearing about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go ahead, Paul.
They will put their women in garbage bags and have them walk around the streets, and not one feminist will raise one word of protest. They will demand things like the most severe punishment for crime, and you know that if you and I demanded harsh penalties for criminals, thieves and rapists and murderers, would be scoffed at. But no, I mean this transformation is taking place very, very, very rapidly. And the fact that at our convention, at the Republican convention this week, there wasn't one word spoken about borders. There wasn't one word. Now think about this. We're in a war right now. There wasn't one word spoken by one speaker about the war in Afghanistan. Think about that, Dr. Stan. Not one word. Not one word about the spilling of American blood and what we are doing there. Nothing. The only one who spoke that made any allusion at all to what's taking place in the Near East, in the Middle East, was that Condoleezza Rice, who said, "Oh, well, you know, this is wonderful because the idea of democracy is flourishing with the Arab Spring in places like." Syria and places like Egypt. Of course, you need their head examined. But you think about it. We just went through that convention in a time of war, and not one person spoke about the war.
And it was really so interesting. Apparently, there were a number of Ron Paul supporters, of course, who wanted to go before the Rules Committee and certainly bring up certain things and certain points of view there. And basically, of course, the convention set a bus for them, and the bus got lost. It took them about 2 hours to get a very, very short distance, and by the time they got there, the committee meeting had been adjourned. Basically, of course, they just kept Ron Paul's supporters from getting there and trying to prevent the change of the rules. Now they've changed the rules of the Republican National Committee so that basically there will only be one candidate presented. There will be no dissent, and the idea is put forward by Congressman Paul, certainly against the war, is Congressman Paul wanting to limit the power of government. Congressman Paul wanted the Republican Party to support our constitutional guarantees of freedom. Those ideas were not to be allowed at the Republican convention. Why? No. Because both parties are going exactly the same place. They're both dedicated to globalism. They're both dedicated to the wars. They're both dedicated to ever more power in the federal government, the welfare state. Go right ahead. I'm sorry, Paul.
No, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, and then when they invited Ron Paul to speak, they said, "Oh yeah, we'll allow you to speak as long as you give an unqualified endorsement to Ryan and to Romney. And as long as we can censor your speech before you give it.
Ron Paul said, no way, Jose, and that's why he's a man of integrity, and that's why he left early. And then, of course, when they tried to leave the airport in a private jet, they were harassed by 8 members from the TSA who were sent there simply to harass Congressman Paul and everybody else. And the fact that this is not getting on the front pages of our major newspapers, it's not discussed on ABC, CBS, and NBC, shows the degree that they have of control over the ideas put forward on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Everything is censored in America, ladies and gentlemen. You're not getting the truth, except, of course, in programs such as this and a few programs put forward by our friends. But go right ahead, Paul.
It's absolutely the truth. But when I was watching, I was like, I don't know. It's not like I'm more. I'm as bright as the next guy, but I'm not any brighter. But when Paul Ryan said that, I mean, the people surrounding him are all waving the flag. I don't get it. I mean, something is really wrong when we don't realize that America is a nation, bonded together by brotherhood, by a common history, a common heritage, common religion. Once we lose sight of that, we lost everything.
We're in real trouble. Paul, before we go ahead, would you like to tell people how they can get to your website, how they can get your books? Because Paul has written a large number of excellent books. But how can people certainly get to your website and get your books?
I ran a website for quite a while, and I closed it. I just got disgusted. But I have a new book coming out for Prometheus called Crescent Moon Rising, about what we're talking about right now, about, you know, how it, and nobody speaks about this. There are more Muslims in the United States right now than Jews.
Well, would you be sure I get a copy of the book and we'll do a series of programs on it? It's vitally important that people understand what's really going on, not what they read in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, which is controlled by exactly the same people.
How about Fox News, Dr. Stan? I mean, how about those jokers?
Well, basically.
How about Crystal?
how about the
panel from the Weekly Standard? People think they're really getting the truth there. That's the problem.
I know. Well, basically, of course, you're not getting the truth. There's 6 major corporations that control 95% of the media. Of course, that's AOL, Time Warner. That's Bertelsmann. That's Viacom that controls CBS. Disney that controls ABC.
Yeah.
GM, yes. Which has sold NBC to Comcast. And then there's Fox, who controls the largest Christian publisher in America, and the man who controls the largest Christian publisher isn't a Christian. His name is Rupert Murdoch. He's Jewish.
Absolutely.
And, of course, he also controls the Fox Media. He also controls the Wall Street Journal.
And why people think he's, so conservative. And he's showing, like, the worst possible filth you want to watch on his other program, on his other channel. People have to realize, and this is the most important thing I want to leave with your listeners. There's a real distinction between a conservative and a neocon, a neoconservative. And a neoconservative is just as bad as the most radical leftist in the country. There's very little difference between the neocons, and talking about Crystal and even Krauthammer, all these people that are idolized by the conservatives are not conservatives. They're neocons. And they're globalists. And they are intent upon destroying this nation.
I agree with you, and most people really don't understand. We go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. They run candidates on both the Republican and the Democrat Party. And basically, of course, when we vote in the November election, we vote for their candidate. It doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or the Democrat. They control them both.
And, exactly.
And, of course, if you are a president and you don't go along with their agenda, they'll have you killed. They're not above that at all. I mean, basically, they killed, certainly, Jack Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK, and they don't believe that, need to get the information we have, the tapes, the books. They did the same thing with his brother, Bobby Kennedy. He wasn't shot by, you know, this a man named Saran. Saran, we have a excellent CD set on that, and we have an excellent book on that. We have DVDs on the assassination of Kennedy. You've been lied to. The same thing happened with the murder of Martin Luther King. We have the book written by the man who was hired by the King family to bring out the truth. We even have a 4-CD set about Martin Luther King's assassination. And he wasn't actually assassinated by James Earl Ray, but they can't let the American people know the truth. Not until, of course, it's too late. Go right ahead, Paul. We've only got a few minutes more.
Well, what you're saying is, like, we're talking about the Muslims, and we're talking about Gulen, but our worst enemies are really the enemy within. And they're the people, and unfortunately, they're the people that we think are on our side as conservatives. And we are, if people really are aware of, like, Paul Ryan, I'm beating on him tonight, but I can't help it. He gave Ayn Rand copies of Atlas Shrugged to every staff member, and he said he's holding this as his Bible. People should really read Atlas Shrugged, The Art of Selfishness, and get to realize what these people really stand for, what the Weekly Standard really represents, what Fox News really represents, what Romney really represents. It's terrifying. There's no alternative for people with real American values, and it's a sad day. But it all goes back to, like, going back to how we began this program, the 1965, the Hart-Celler Bill, with the idea of making America a multicultural, diverse country in which all expressions of culture, all expressions of religion are equally valid.
And, of course, they're not equally valid. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And most people have no idea about what's really going on. Once again, Sidney Paul, how can people get to your website and get your book?
They can't get to my website, but they can listen to your program, because in the future, when my book comes out, I will be right back on the show.
All right, fine. Well, we've carried Paul's books in the past, and you can go up on the internet and look them and get them on Amazon. I'm not sure whether we're still carrying any.
Oh, yeah, they're still on Amazon. They're all on Amazon.
Right, and basically, they're some of the most insightful books you'll ever read. Paul is an excellent writer, and you need to listen to what he has to say, because you're being lied to by the media.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpreting. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Paul Williams, who feels very, very deeply about what's going on. He's written a number of books, and you can go up on the Internet, just type in Amazon, Paul Williams, and you'll get the list of the very books that he has done. And basically, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. The media is controlled. Most of the information, the true information, you'll never see discussed on television or hear it discussed on radio. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, it's a simple read, but it will give you insight into what's really going on behind the scenes. We actually have several interviews with Paul Williams. You can go to on the Internet and look those up. But you must understand that there is a small group that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. If you've never read the book by Professor Carol Quigley, especially pages 1247 and 48, he will simply tell 1246 and 47, he will tell you we have a two-party system, but there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties. And people go to the polls every 4 years to vote for to throw the rascals out, and yet, of course, the foreign and domestic policy doesn't change. What is the foreign policy? It's about globalism. It's about establishing a one-world government. It's about certainly changing the whole structure of our financial system and wiping out the middle class. It's about destroying Christianity, and that's the basis of American foreign policy. Why do you think our military goes into countries like Afghanistan and Iraq, and, of course, it establishes new nations under Sharia law where Christians are driven out of the country? There are no Christians in Afghanistan, less than 1% of the population. Iraq today is Christian, used to be 10%. We're doing the same thing over in Egypt, as we've made arrangements to drive all of the Christians suddenly out of Egypt, and then many of them are being driven into Syria. And now, of course, we are financing the resistance there in Syria. And, of course, the Christians will be eventually slaughtered in that part of the world. And men and women in this country will become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You need to find out if this is really true. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. You need, of course, to read our various books, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and listen to our four tape sets. We're putting a conference on the 21st of October. It's going to be from 8:15 in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're bringing in outside speakers. One of them is an American ambassador, Ambassador Henry Pierce. And of course, we'll have Lynn Marzulli there. We'll certainly have Michael Shaw giving you an overview of this move towards world government. That's October 21st at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. You need reservations, so give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you will try to bring your friends and get as many people as you can for our conference. We usually have an excellent turnout. 160, 180 people will come from all over the country, sometimes from other countries, basically because we bring in outstanding speakers. You must understand, we're approaching a climax in the history of our nation, and we're moving away from freedom, and we're moving into a financial changes, dramatic financial changes, financial and political changes in Washington, D.C. Basically, of course, there are many, many people who feel that the dollar is going to be destroyed, and perhaps it is. We're moving into an inflationary spiral. We're certainly moving into a war with the Muslim world. And that's the reason, of course, we're toppling all the existing governments over there and uniting them under this Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical Islamic movement that we finance since its inception. If you doubt that, you need to get the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Why would you want to unite the Muslim world under a radical Islamic movement that you created? Why, the best enemy is money could buy, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have a war unless you got an enemy. If you don't have one, you create it. You need to get in the background of who created the Nazi movement, who created the communist movement. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
For a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who is formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. And then, of course, he was the managing director of the Report magazine. He no longer holds that position, but he does write an excellent blog on a regular basis, and you can get that. You'll see his articles frequently at Lou Rockwell. And then, of course, we would point out that William, of course, writes the American, pardon me, the Radio Liberty newsletter. We have a newsletter here that we put out once a month, and since I really don't have the time to do that, William Grigg is kind enough to do that. And basically, of course, his newsletters are always captivating, bringing you up to date on the very real battle that we're engaged in today for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men. Because behind everything that's going on today are powerful spiritual forces, unless you understand that this whole movement towards world government is energized by people who are followers of the prince of this world. Who is the prince of this world? Why, it's Lucifer, ladies and gentlemen. Do you read your Bible? You'll find that Lucifer runs the world, and he is running it today. Now, this isn't to say that God couldn't intervene or that God isn't going to intervene. In fact, I'm sure that God is going to intervene very, very soon, whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years, I don't know. But I do see God's hand in so much of what's going on today, and so many things going on just don't make sense. As we pointed out, Sydney, you know, since recently, the Israelis released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier, one Israeli soldier. Does that make sense to you? Sydney, we have all sorts of problems here that America is supposedly involved in a war on terrorism. And yet, of course, in many instances, we're actually financing these various terrorist movements, which are supposedly our enemy. We have, of course, something like 600,000 or close to 600,000 troops over in Afghanistan today. That's 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors. That's 46,000 NATO troops. And then, of course, there's 350,000 Afghan troops, either in training or deployed. And there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, let me suggest to you that you go up to the Internet and simply type in on Google Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, or Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find out we're entirely right in a recent article. Why, of course, Mortimer Zuckerman, who's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, mentioned there were less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. Why do we have all those troops over in Afghanistan? And there's only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. William, thank you so very much for being with us this evening. What are we going to talk about?
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure and a blessing to be with you. We're going to talk about the full spectrum assault on freedom and reality. That's what we have to discuss, unfortunately.
All right, fine. Well, of course, reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. So we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, William Grieg is certainly one of the most insightful and accurate appraisers of a current system. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grieg.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health
and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg, investigative reporter. And William is simply talking about the fact that so often in America, people really think we have a two-party system. We have the Democrats and Republicans, and we have the conservative and liberal attitudes. But really, this is all showbiz. This is all to give you the impression that you can certainly change things through the democratic process without, of course, pointing out that we're not a democracy, we're a republic. And, of course, democracies always end up in tyranny. So basically, we're talking about we have two political conventions. We just had the Republican convention. We're going to have a Democratic convention another week. And certainly the Republicans picked Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan as the presidential and vice presidential candidates. And I'm sure that we'll have Obama will be nominated by the Democrats. But it's all showbiz, ladies and gentlemen, smoke and mirrors. The real decisions have been made elsewhere. Both parties are globalist. Both parties want ever more government programs. And, of course, the Republicans keep talking about the big government and how they're going to cut $1 trillion from the national budget over a period of 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a deficit of a trillion and a half every year, and the Republicans are going to cut $1 trillion over 10 years. Why can't anybody see that there's something wrong with this picture? They don't understand the whole idea of both political parties is to destroy this system financially. And that is, of course, why they're doing exactly what they're doing, wasting trillions of dollars on no-win wars. Obama has increased our federal budget almost $5 trillion in a matter of less than 4 years. He knows exactly what he's doing. He just doesn't want the American people to know. You pick up the story, William.
And more importantly, the American people are supposed to be distracted from the fact that in terms of their principles, their policies, I'm not certain the word principles applies here, but in terms of the policies they embrace, the positions they espouse, Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney are interchangeable. They finish each other's sentences in terms of the policy aspects of what's going on. And when you're talking about the show business dimension of electoral politics, of course, we have to talk about what everybody's been talking about today, which was the meandering and epic-shatteringly odd performance by Clint Eastwood as the featured surprise guest on the closing night of the Republican National Convention, just by way of illustrating how Pavlovian the environment is at one of these large meetings where people are supposed to perform on cue to script the applause lines or things that, in the case of Mr. Eastwood, were not scripted, but had the same cadence and meter as the applause line. He mentioned Afghanistan, and he mentioned Gitmo. And the content of what he said in those two remarks, I think, represented the only two points of lucidity in his entire diatribe. He mentioned that Mr. Obama had promised to get out of Afghanistan. He chided him for not doing so. And he mentioned that Mr. Obama had promised to close Gitmo and that he hadn't done so. Although in the case of Gitmo, he seemed to have qualified, Mr. Eastwood did, that he was objecting to the fact that so much had been spent on it that wasn't being used. He wasn't particularly clear on that point. But the larger point about Afghanistan and the fact that Mr. Obama has us still mired in this country for no reason that is discernible to rational people, and we have American soldiers being killed now by the people they have been training, and This is supposedly in order to protect the United States from a handful, a very small handful, of Al-Qaeda operatives. And you have U.S. troops who are stationed there to protect the opium fields. And Afghanistan now exports 90% of the world's opium, heroin, and such like. The thing is, it makes no sense to be there, and Mr. Eastwood mentioned that, and because he'd mentioned Afghanistan, on the basis, I guess, of jingoistic momentum, the crowd applauded, not really paying attention to the content of what he was saying, which is that we shouldn't be there. Of course, we shouldn't have been there in the first place. But the Republican National Convention, like the Democrat National Convention, as you say, Dr. Stand, represent show business. They represent that nexus of image maintenance and image propagation between the political realm and the show business realm. And a lot of Republican commentators have properly chided Obama for being dependent on a teleprompter. A teleprompter is as vital to him, I suppose, as a dialysis machine is somebody whose kidneys are failing. In the case of what happened at the Republican National Convention, of course, you had the entire thing run by teleprompter, to the point where the floor fight, or not the floor fight, but there was the floor roll call, the nominating roll call, was scripted down to the second with a teleprompter text that was designed to prevent any mention of Ron Paul and the fact that Mr. Paul had won a number of delegates, and there were a couple of states where he had won a majority of the delegates. They undertook measures akin to what you would expect from North Korea or Stalin's Soviet Russia to prevent even the mention of Ron Paul's name so as to create the illusion of monolithic unity on the part of the delegates who were assembled. And this included running through a number of changes to the rules so as to raise the number of states that had to be won by, or the number of state delegations that had to be won by a candidate in order for his name to be placed to nomination. Six was the number, five was the number, Ron Paul had won six. Eight, it was raised to eight at the last minute, and a rule change that was ramrodded through the proceedings through the simple expedient of detaining, literally physically detaining, a couple of people who would have made procedural objections, and then directing bus drivers to keep a number of delegates off the floor. And this was all done on the basis of a spurious voice vote that was passed in spite of the fact that there was a very obviously divided House. The the delegates should have been polled specifically by other means apart from voice vote. But Comrade Boehner, who held the gavel, wasn't going to hear any of it. And this is of a piece with what the Republican Party had done during the nominating process, during the primaries, to the point where in Louisiana, he actually had the president of the convention, the duly elected president of the state convention, physically assaulted by police, and then charged with assaulting the officers because I guess he bled on them or such like. This was done in order to evict him from a meeting where the state Republican Party was not going to permit people who were supporters of Ron Paul to have their due and have their say in spite of the fact that they had played by the rules and won. The Republican Party at the national level, there are worthy exceptions such as the United Republicans of California and a handful of other people in Nevada and Maine and elsewhere who've been doing their level best to advance the constitutional interests of small R Republicans rather than to advance the institutional interests of the Republican Party with a capital R. But the Republican Party apparatus at the national level is a totalitarian mechanism, just as much as the Democrat Party is. And they are entirely interchangeable. They pursue exactly the same cluster of policies with different emphases depending upon the constituencies that are attached to the parties and in their grand coalitions. So you have, for instance, a slightly greater emphasis on domestic social engineering under Barack Obama and a slightly larger emphasis on propagating aggressive warfare abroad under George W. Bush. In the case of Mitt Romney, you've got somebody who's really a fusion candidate because in Massachusetts, as at least some of his Republican colleagues used to point out during the primaries, he pioneered exactly the same mechanisms for controlling and socializing the healthcare system nationally that Obamacare has now encapsulated. And you've got in Mr. Romney somebody who is very, very, very tight to the same group of investment banking interests, Goldman Sachs and their comrades, who propelled Barack Obama into the White House in spite of the fact that he had a very enigmatic background and has been and will continue to be a cultural Marxist, somebody whose background in social activism was entirely an outgrowth of a certain perspective on Gramscian social revolution. Mr. Obama was a young man whose mother was coddled and promoted, and her interests were looked after by people attached to the CIA. And during his academic experience and his youth as a social organizer, he was somebody who was very much part of the cultural Marxist milieu. And then he was eventually talent scouted, and put into a track where he was propelled into office on the strength of the financial support he received from the politically connected elements of Wall Street that now are supporting Mitt Romney as well. So they've got their bases covered. Either way, you pull the lever for Obama or for Mitt Romney, what will happen is that Goldman Sachs and the Rockefeller interests, the Rothschild interests, the Council on Foreign Relations, the entire panoply of the Anglo-American elite, the banking lobby, and the warfare lobby, they will remain enthroned. They will not be abraded or entrenched. That's not going to happen through electoral politics. As is so often the case, we're being catechized now, we're being harangued and admonished by people that this is an election that is simply too important for people to indulge in the luxury of abiding by their principle. It's supposedly a matter of compelling necessity that we remove Barack Obama so as to be able to replace him by somebody who is less obviously objectionable in cultural terms, but in substantive terms is indistinguishable from him. That's the triumph of the dialectic that Carol Quigley talked about in Tragedy and Hope decades ago, that the two parties should be nearly identical so that you can throw the rascals out every succeeding election and replace one party with the other party, and you'll go forward with minor, if any, discontinuities in policy. And that's certainly what happened between George W. Bush and Barack Obama, and that's what likely to happen once Barack Obama is either removed from office this November, next January, or at the end of his second term, assuming, of course, that 4 years from now we're even going to be given the facade. We're going to see the facade of electoral politics, because there's a very high probability that over the next 4 years there are going to be radical disjunctions in our political and economic culture, in our political and economic systems, as we finally catch the hell that we've so liberally sown for these many decades.
Well, of course, even in the totalitarian countries, they go through the facade of having elections, you know. But basically, of course, as Professor Quigley had said, you know, there's certainly it doesn't really matter which candidate wins. The foreign and domestic policies remain the same. Well, we're moving into some very, very difficult times here. We're moving into some sort of a war. I don't know how it's going to work out. We're moving into a financial catastrophe. I don't know how it's going to work out. Or we're moving into a moral crisis, and I do know how that will end.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
What Mr. Nees is talking about, the fiscal irresponsibility of our current government, and as we simply are funneling trillions of dollars from the general treasury into the specific hands. But step by step, every year we're having a deficit of at least $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion. Basically, of course, that they will tell you that Obama has run up the federal debt about $5 trillion, $5.5 trillion during his almost 4 years in office. What they do not, of course, mention is the fact that the analysis of our debt is not according to the generally accepted accounting principles. Mm-hmm. It's simply money in and money out. Every corporation is required by law to use GAAP rather than what we do. And if you were to read Paul Williams' analysis, mm-hmm. Paul Williams of Shadow Stats, he will tell you the real deficit is about not $1.3 to $1.4 trillion a year. It's $5 to $5.5 trillion a year. That is how far we're really going behind in the real national debt. Is about $81 trillion, certainly not $16 trillion. But go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. You've got a government that in every respect, at every level, in everything that it's involved in, most of which, of course, it has no constitutional warrant to be involved in, if it were restrained to what the Constitution authorized, the government would be something like 1/6 or 1/8 of its current size and expense. But everything that it's involved in is deeply tinctured with ineffaceable corruption. And it all has to do with fraud and deceit on behalf of those interests that bat not at a profit from it. And we've become a culture, as Frederick Bastiat predicted, in terms of projecting the lines of European socialism. He didn't necessarily think specifically of the United States when he said this. He was thinking of any socialist democracy, of which France was the most prominent example of the 19th century. He was a French economist and statesman. But we've reached, I think, the culmination of his dire prophetic warning about a country that is completely given to plunder to the extent that everybody believes that everybody can live at each other's expense through the instrumentality of government, which is, of course, the disease, as I said before, to which democracies are prone, because everybody believes that because we, quote-unquote, are the government, whatever we ordain the government to do must be right, moral, and just. But that brings us back to understand what you said about the moral crisis. That people are not living according to the one adamantine bedrock law of all human behavior, and that is the golden rule. That, of course, that's one of the permutations, if you will, of the two great commandments, you know, that love the Lord God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself. Loving your neighbor as yourself, of course, encapsulates the idea of the golden rule, that you would do unto others as you would be done to, that you would refrain from aggressing against them, just as you would respect, or you would require that people respect your own person and property.
The problem is, you know, that basically socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work. And mm-hmm. the problem is that we're spending more than they're taking in. The only way that you could afford to do all the things that we're doing would be to massively increase taxes, and the people wouldn't go for it. But everybody just loves the system. Almost 50%, 49% of our population doesn't pay any federal income tax. But they get all sorts of benefits from it as the money is taken away from the people who are making more, from the middle class, from the upper class. But unfortunately, why there's not enough money. And 43 cents out of every dollar that is spent today has to be borrowed. And how long can you continue borrowing money? And then, of course, right now we get by with it pretty well because the interest rates are very low. But down the line, of course, when it people will no longer lend you because they don't believe your system is fiscally sound, then the interest rates go up to 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 10%. At one time, the interest rates were up over 12%. That was back around 1980. Yep. At that time, the whole system begins to collapse, and the average individual cannot understand. This has happened time and time and time again, where similar programs have been tried and they have never worked down throughout all history, and they will not work now.
Well, that has to do with the things that are unseen, as Austrian economists point out, and it has to do with high time preference, which is that you want things right now at whatever expense in terms of futurity, and you defer responsibility while immediately indulging in what you want. And of course, we've reached the point where the day of reckoning is here. It's not as if it's nigh on arrival. We're at the rather ominous daybreak of that day of reckoning, and it's not going to be fun.
No, in fact, right now, of course, they have about one person, two people working for every person retired. Right now, we have three people working for every person retired in the United States. But before long, it'll be two people working for every person retired. And then it will be in Japan, one person working for every person retired. And they'll have to take their whole salary just to provide the pension for the elderly.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita,
at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cindy Whittam is talking about the increasing tempo of violence in America and the fact that certainly they are militarizing our police. Our police have armored personnel carriers. Certainly they have body armor. They have automatic weapons. Why are police have these things? Well, we've got to protect you, you know, from the wicked terrorists, both of them here in America. And so basically, we have SWAT teams, militarized SWAT teams. And unfortunately, why, of course, we're seeing increasing numbers of people frightened by our own police. And believe me, when the people fear the police, you have tyranny. When the police fear the people, you will have liberty. Certainly, we need a police force. We need a police force to take care of the bad guys. But one, of course, they simply take the attitude that everybody is potentially a bad guy. And, of course, one reason we have the problems is because they are actively encouraging the immigration of an illegal element from Mexico. The Mexicans just love to send us their gangs, and we have hundreds of gangs all across America who do not believe in our law. Many of them don't even speak English. They're involved in the drugs and circulating drugs. But nobody ever points out that the major drug distributor in the world at supplying drugs to the Mexican drug gangs is our own Central Intelligence Agency. Why? Because you have to have a problem before you can expand the laws to take care of the problem that you've created. And so basically, of course, we have a large numbers of gangs involved in dealing drugs here, and yet the largest purveyor of drugs in the entire world today is the CIA, and you can go up on the Internet and check this out. Thank goodness for the Internet. There's a great deal of information on the American CIA and drugs, and yet you will never see this discussed or hear about it being discussed in the major media. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things that should be said in this context is that just last week, actually a week and a half or so ago, there was an incident in Mexico in which a couple of U.S. personnel who were referred to first as diplomats, then as, I believe, Marine personnel, who proved to be CIA operatives, were involved in a shootout at a checkpoint in Mexico. There's a large group of U.S. military personnel who are actively involved in the drug war in Mexico. And when I say involved in a drug war, what I mean to say is that they're involved in both sides. They're promoting the militarization of that country's law enforcement. Mexico has a horrible law enforcement system. I lived in Mexico, and I spent a lot of time in circumstances where I found myself in one of the larger barrios there in the middle of DF, the federal capital of Mexico City, at the time was the largest, I believe, the largest metropolitan area in the world. I found myself living in a particular neighborhood where we had a group of youth gangs that were revolutionary in their outlook. They weren't communists, but they were allied with communists at the time. This was 1982, just after José López Portillo had nationalized the bank and taken I don't know how much money out of the economy, just put it into the coffers of his friends and colleagues and comrades. And so they had a large, I believe, 4 or 5 day national celebration a way of distracting the country over what had just happened. It was sort of their tarp in 1982, if you will. And so I ended up in the middle of Mexico City. And on the one hand, we had the street gangs that were pretty violent and despicable. On the other hand, we had police who were utterly corrupt and venal and who would do anything as long as you could provide them with la mordida, the street bribe. But you have the United States government, beginning with Bush a number of years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, start a literal war in Mexico that has the impact not of preventing the egress of drug traffickers into the United States or stanching the flow of drugs into the United States, but of simply making it more profitable because you're inserting the risk premium into the equation. So you have that, and then on the other hand, you have a group of gangs, narco-syndicate gangs, including Los Zetas, who were trained by the United States military, who were veterans of the United States Special Forces program. So they're the people who are running things. And so you have this checkpoint encounter between federales, Mexican law enforcement, militarized Mexican law enforcement, and a couple of people who were obviously gringos. They were people who were well-dressed and apparently in civilian clothes and driving a blacked-out SUV. Both parties, not knowing who each other was, decided that they had to shoot first because they thought that the other side was an antagonist and was working with one of the other the crime syndicates. So they opened fire, and the United States contingent, these two people in the blacked out SUV, fled from the checkpoint. Turned out they were working for the CIA, and they were attached to a proprietary company that was involved in rendition flight, that is to say those charming enterprises in which somebody would be stuffed onto a private plane and taken to some place like Egypt or Bahrain or Syria in one instance, and tortured by contractors working on behalf of the CIA. The same planes that were involved in rendition have been involved in smuggling drugs. There was one that crashed a few years ago in northern Mexico that was carrying drugs and bundles of money, and it had been used to conduct rendition flights on behalf of the CIA. And in Mexico, over the last 6 years, there have been at least 50,000 people who have been killed in this war on drugs, this drug war in Mexico. We just find out a couple of days ago that there are 200 Marines that are on the western coast of Guatemala in trigger-pulling military operations, trying to track down elements of Los Cabiles, which are the Guatemalan equivalent of Los Zetas. They're, once again, U.S.-trained and U.S.-equipped paramilitary people who are now involved in drug trafficking. So you've got that going on, creating this churning effect, which helps drive people northward, coming into the United States by way of illegal immigration. And you also have the infrastructure being transplanted here of these criminal syndicates that are profiting mightily because of what's going on with the war on drugs. And this creates, of course, the pretext that you're talking about, Dr. Stan, of militarizing law enforcement, federalizing law enforcement. And the thing that I find really interesting about what's happening now is that it has become so ubiquitous that there's no longer any pretense that your local police are locally accountable. Here in the part of Idaho where I live, just about 30-40 miles to the west, to the east rather, there's a town called Nampa, which is, I think, probably about 70,000 or so. It's what we'd consider sort of a mid-sized, not quite city, but mid-sized town. It's about the same size as most of the Midwestern towns you think of when you're thinking about your classic Americana type of a scenario. They have a police department that between 1995 and 2002, police department of about 120 people, 120 personnel, administrative and patrol and detectives and resource officers and such like, for a town of about 70,000 people. They received over $2 million from the Department of Homeland Security by way of a COPS grant. Actually, this is before the Department of Homeland Security took over that grant after it was created in 2001. It was originally issued through the Bureau of Justice Assistance, the Department of Justice. $2 million given to this town of, at the time, about 45, 50,000 people. They had a real estate boom. It's since gotten bust, and so they grew considerably. But $2 million from the federal government that went to do what? Well, nobody quite knows. The Justice Department conducted an audit and found that they couldn't track down where that money went. And this is in the town that, once again, is just your fairly typical, not quite rural, not quite urban, mid-sized Idaho town. And they've had a number of scandals in Nampa involving a police chief who sanctioned, censured, and threatened to sue a couple of officers in the Internal Affairs Department, the Internal Investigation of Corruption in the department, because they were actually trying to find out where that money had gone and why it was that people, patrol officers, would turn off their GPS systems and then go take a nap or go home or work at their cubicles on their private businesses on company time while pulling down pretty good salaries and pensions and benefits. They started to ask questions and started to demand accountability within the department, and they ended up being reassigned and given punitive demotions, and they were threatened by the police chief with a lawsuit because they were doing their jobs in trying to investigate police corruption. Now, as is the case with just about every other police department thus constituted, they have a SWAT team, and the SWAT team, as is usually the case, just loves to conduct early morning or late night raids on the basis of very flimsy and often dubious or outright fabricated evidence. So they've had their share of wrong door raids, mishaps. Just over the last couple of days, there's been a story out of Canyon County and Nampa involving a man who was killed who was a suspected informant. He was involved in a drug transaction. His body washed up on the shores of a lake in Caldwell. And it turns out that they're trying to say that he wasn't an informant, but they're doing it in a rather elliptical fashion. They're saying that there are no facts yet which substantiate that he was an informant for law enforcement agency. Well, that's not a denial. A denial would be a frank and undarnished statement that he was not an informant. They're saying that there are no facts available to substantiate this yet. What we're going to find out, I'm certain, is that he was an informant, as is the case with so many other people. And why do you cultivate informants like this? What do you use them for? You use them in drug trafficking investigations in order to develop a larger pool of informants because it's profitable, because this is something that the federal government is subsidizing. And they're not just using informants for narcotics either. They're using informants to infiltrate dissident groups of all kinds and varieties. In Austin, Texas, there's a large scandal involving an informant who actually induced a small protest group associated with the Occupy movement to commit felonies. And now it turns out that he's misplaced all the relevant evidence, and turns out that all the things that happened that were facially violations of statutes were things that he had done. The same old story. But this, once again, is how you have an internal empire created, where everybody's informing on everybody else, and everybody is being looked upon as a potential criminal or as an actual criminal, and there's this attitude on behalf of the state's enforcers, the state's enforcement caste, that at any time they could find themselves in a 360-degree battle zone. That's one of the reasons why you have police officers in small towns who are wearing body armor and paramilitary attire. Good grief, Ontario, Oregon, I mentioned that town just a few minutes ago, 12,000 people. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but their patrol officers wear black uniforms and body armor. They're patrol officers, for heaven's sake. They're not dressed like police officers. They're dressed like Spetsnaz. They're dressed like the Gestapo. Black uniforms? Really? And in Tampa, if anybody watched the images out of Tampa, where you had a division of riot police who literally looked like stormtroopers out of Star Wars, they outnumbered protesters 4-1. I think they outnumbered the convention attendees 4-1. They literally created the proverbial ring of iron around the convention center down there. You had a microcosm of a fully realized police state in Tampa, because the National Republican Convention was designated a special national security event, as the convention next week for the Democrats will be. That's the default setting for the system that rules us right now. Whenever they have even the slightest provocation or opportunity, out will come the people wearing body armor and military attire, and they'll deploy the gropers and fondlers of the TSA, in spite of the fact that they're no longer working at airports exclusively. They're working at bus stations and train depots and truck stops and such like, but they were also present in Tampa at the Republican convention, feeling people up, patting people down. When Ron Paul and his wife Carol and one of the granddaughters actually, decided to leave the convention early on, I believe it was Wednesday, their private plane was detained by the Fed, and the TSA came on and demanded that they undergo, that they inflict, rather, on the Pauls and their staff, all the indignities and all of the demeaning treatment that they wanted to avoid by taking a private plane. The plane was searched for explosives, and the pilot, I guess, quite perceptively pointed out that, well, there's fuel in the tanks, which means, I guess, the plane itself could be considered a bomb. They, in other words, were just indulging in pure, crass, petty, vindictive harassment of Dr. Paul and his family. But that is the sort of thing that happens all the time. Our life has become one steady procession of demeaning and petty indignities. And that's how prison life operates. We're always being reminded that we are subject to the whims of these people. And these are the people who are up-armoring themselves and acquiring vast quantities of weaponry and ammunition. And that bespeaks ill intent.
I think you're absolutely right, William. Before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website and how they can certainly get your PayPal button, how they can help you as you continue bringing this information out. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, the information that William is talking about is covered in certainly the latest Radio Liberty newsletter, which William wrote and sent to me this week. But why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and, if they'd like to, how they can help you?
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. My website is called Pro Libertate, and it can be found either by going to Google and typing in Pro Libertate and my last name, Grigg, or even just typing in William Grigg, Pro Libertate should be the first return. The direct URL or email or website address, rather, is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And I try to post a couple of times a week as time and my schedule permit. The current essay in the Pro Libertate blog was republished yesterday at lewrockwell.com, and it deals with what we saw at the convention in Tampa and the origins of the Republican Party as sort of the distillate of the revolutionary Marxist movement in Germany in the 1840s. Not many people understand or appreciate the fact that the Republican Party in the national realm, not in terms of the state, all the state affiliates, mind you, but in terms of the national apparatus, is really the country's first socialist party. There are worthy small R Republican constitutional affiliates of the national organization, but as we saw this last week, it's a centrally directed Soviet-style command and control apparatus where they centralized and alienated any kind of accountability at the local level in the Republican electoral process. So once again, Pro Libertate is found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, and at the end of every essay, there is a PayPal button that people can use if they have access to PayPal and if they want to donate, they want to contribute something I greatly appreciate, something that our family is depending on largely right now, almost exclusively, for our sustenance. And we do appreciate, Dr. Stan, everything that you have done and your listeners and supporters have done to help keep Pro Libertate a viable concern and keep my family afloat.
Well, I think you're doing a great job getting information out. Our guest, of course, has been William Grigg. And I said, you can go to his website, you'll find the PayPal button there, and if you're in a position to help him, why, he is certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen for our cause, and with a family of six children and a wife, why William has an awful lot of burdens, but he does a great job, and certainly you can get his information, you can find his articles very frequently at up on the internet, and Lou Rockwell actually published those. Go there, read his articles, and if you are in agreement and you'd like to help, why, find his PayPal button. If you have problems, give us a call here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy our weekly conversation with William Grigg, who is certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen on our side, and he is writing the newsletter. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, of course, you can get our newsletter, you can get our four best CDs of the month, or you might want to advertise a product with us, or I said you might just want to donate, whatever you can do. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then I want to remind you we're having our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. It's a Sunday. And we're having it on Sunday because, of course, we get a much better attendance this way. And we always open with a prayer, recognizing this is God's day. But we really do believe this is God's battle. And we are called to be spokesmen to help people understand the spiritual forces that are at work within our society today. So under any circumstances, if you'd like to attend our conference, why, of course, we'll be serving lunch. It starts at 7:45. After 8 in the morning, it goes to 6 in the evening. We're bringing in spokesmen and guests from across the country. I promise you it'll be a great seminar, as it has been for a number of years. We do this every year. And so if you'd like to attend the Radio Liberty Conference, all-day conference on the 21st of October, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I know people traditionally always have a good time. They always hate to leave there when the day is over. But of course, we hope that many of you will read our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness. And then I have, of course, so many DVDs on every sort of subject that will take you into both the spiritual aspect of what's going on, the political aspects of what's going on. It takes you into the history of what's going on today. It takes you into the assassination, certainly, of our John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, certainly Martin Luther King, they were all killed by this conspiracy. We talk about it, and we tell you who they are in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's quite unlike any other book you've probably ever read, and we recommend it to you, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we've got a great 4-CD set on geoengineering. Oh, we've got a talk, actually. It's on geoengineering by Roslyn Peterson. And, of course, basically, you have to understand they're poisoning the air. They're putting into it either sulfur or they're putting into it aluminum, which is getting into our water and into our fish and into our streams and into our soil and into our crops. And they're simply poisoning the American people with aluminum. And then, of course, they're poisoning the American people with aspartame. We've got a great DVD. The talk that Betty Martini gave at our conference last year, and it's simply titled Aspartame. Understand that they are intentionally poisoning our food. Aspartame is in something like 50,000 products, according to Betty. It's certainly disseminated to all sorts of products that are targeting our children. And, of course, it produces pathological obesity. It produces infertility. Certainly, it produces attention deficit disorders. It certainly has a definite effect on pregnancy. It produces infertility. It disrupts our endocrine system. It disrupts our function of our thyroid. They know exactly what they're doing with the aspartame. And, of course, they're putting it into according to Betty, about 50,000 products. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the water with fluoride. If you haven't heard my talk on the hidden agenda, you need to get it, the hidden agenda. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. We ask you, of course, to pray for people like Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Pastor Butch Paul, the people from Southwest Radio Church, the other people who are on the front lines of this battle. But please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until Monday, Tuesday, when we'll be back with you again. Dr. Stan, have a wonderful Labor's Day.